Iron Daf, Ein Beis, Amid Aleph, the bottom Tosfos. Let us just quickly review. The Gemara brings a Maise that a Malve who had a Mashkin of a Pardes, was in this Mashkin, was had this Mashkin for 3 years, and he threatened the loiva that if he won't sell it to him, the taina that he purchased it from him, and he has 3 years he was there, so the taina that he bought it from him. So the loiva went and was makna the pardes to his son, and then later he sold the pardes to the malve. So the Gemara clears the shaila as follows. Let's just see the loshna Gemara. So Gemara says, Zvini vadai lehavi zvini. So the mechira of the pardes zikha is not a mechira because it doesn't belong to the loyve. He sold it to his son. He gave it to his son. But in the shtar, it says that the Lekeach had given him a certain amount of money for the pardes. Now he wants the money back. Izuzi kimilva bishtar domi, v'goyvim anachosim mishabodim. Idume kimilva alpe domi, v'ein goyvim anachosim mishabodim. So the Gemara clears the shaila. If regabi the Dmei HaMekach, which the Lekeach had given the Loive, does the Shtar have a din of a Milva Bishtar? Does it have a din of a Milva Alpeh? That means the Shtar, and therefore he can only mon from Bnei Chayri and not from Mishabodim. So Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, V'lav Hainu the Rabasi. So Abaye wanted to compare this to Rabasi. Omar Rabasi, Moide b'shtar shekostvoi ein itzoz l'kaimoi v'goive menachosim mishabodim. So Abaye said, just like Moide b'shtar shekostvoi, if the loive is Moide, he had written the shtar halvo y'goive menachosim mishabodim. So here also you can be goive menachosim mishabodim. And then, Rove Tainin, it's a shtar shleinitin likosei, so you shouldn't mon from nechosim mishabodim. That was the sugi in a nutshell. So let us see Tosfos. Omar Abaye, lav hainu darabasi. Omar Rabasi, teimo ma'inyin darabasi lekan. What is the comparison of Abaye that he stelled to the case of Rabasi to our case? So the Marsha says that Pshat and Tosfos Kash is as follows. The Hoche Kami Boiloi. Here the Shail of the Gemara is, Bishum Dekivin Loihavi Izvini, since the Mekach was not a Mekach. Loihavi Kinyin Hashtar Klum, so the Kinyin Hashibud is also Golish. That means it's a Shtar Mekach. The shtar mekach, there's two halakim to the shtar. The shtar mekach, which relates that the lekeach purchased the pardes, and that it's not a shtar mekach because the pardes did not belong to the loiva when he sold it. So the gemara is atzat. So since the shtar mekach is supposed to be shtar, so therefore, the shibud that came about from the shtar is also no shibud. I have a kinyan hashtar klum. That was the shaila of the Gemara. Rabasi is speaking about, there was a shtar halvo. There was a shtar halvo. He borrowed money. The shtar is a good shtar. The shtar made a shibud. The shtar is roi to make a shibud, and he's moide that it's not a mezuyif to kishtar, so therefore you can use the shtar to be goyva mishibodim. So that's what the Marsha says, that is pshat and tois v'skashin. In the case of Rabasi, you have a good shtar, there was a shtar halvo, which in Yisod, the shtar halvo creates a shibud. Maybe there'd be a tzad if it was mezuyif, so it's mezuyif, but on kaponim, it's maybe mishtar shekosri, so it's not mezuyif. So it's a good star, and he's not nemo to taina parat, he's a guy for the mishibodim. Mashenkin over here, the shayla was, since it's a posel star, begabi the zvina al kaponim, so it could be it doesn't have a shame star, afilu, begabi, the mishubodim of the Dmei HaMekach. So what's the comparison of Rabasi to the Shail? That is Tosfos Kashya. Yeshloima dahochi lemiboile igovi mimishabdi iloi. The Shaila of the Gemara over here, do you want from mishubodim? Don't you want from mishubodim? Elo mishum de pshita lei de nema loima parati, mishum de loi nitain likosi. He says that the Gemara knew right away, in hilcheshta legabitainis peroin, itzicha doesn't have a tereshta. The din of loi nitain likosi, the Gemara always knew, before Rava came and said, hishtik ter of loi nitain likosi. The Gemara realized the shtar is a shtar de leinitin lekosev legabitainis parati. That means that what all the time if a malva has a shtar, or in our case the moicha who gave money is similar to a malva, he has a shtar, and there's a choche of shtolcha biyodi my boy that you're not nemon to taina parati, that is only by a shtar hanitin lekosev. This shtar, which was loy nitein likosei, because this is a chelik of a shtar mecha, which was loy nitein likosei. So here, he is zicha nemon to taina parat. Not the Gemara knew me for anything. Mishum de loy nitein likosei. Umi boile, so what is the shail of the Gemara? So maybe you shouldn't be gave mishabdi. Given the ein hashtar moyel el alpi hidaosoi, that means the shtar alone is not meyed an ipiroi, because it's a posel shtar. Now, if the loive is meyde, that he did not pay back the money, so now I know that he did not pay back, so now the shaila is, can I use the shtar after the hoidah of the loive, of the moicha, that he did not pay up, can I use the shtar to function? That means even though in the koyach of shtar, the gabi, taina shtolche biyodi, it doesn't have, but since I know he didn't pay up, maybe it has a Torah shtar ligvois mishabodim, or no. That means there's no such thing. That means either a shtar is a kosher shtar and it's made an ipiroim, and then it also has a koyach to be given mishabdi. But if the shtar mitzad atzmoi doesn't tell us anything, I need the hoidah of the loive, so that b'chol doesn't have a Torah shtar, so it can't work for lekuchas also, even though the loive is made that he owes him the money. That's one side in the Gemara. Miboy le ilay govi mi mishabdi kibin day nashtar moyel el al pi eidosay. But mitzadats me the shtar does not work. Eidum me govi. Or maybe we patch up. That means the birur of loy pora that I have eidos baldin. And now after I know loy pora, so perhaps this shtar is bekoyach to be goyva from mishabodim, since I know loy pora. וזה בו אבאי לא ממידר אבאסי, תחייכי דמיידי בשטר, מהני עידוסי לגבייס ממשבדי, אף על פי שם היום הם מזויבו, היה צורך קיר. I mean, that was the dimion of Abaye to Ravasi. Aloive is nemon tetaine mezuyev. So it comes out, the shtar ba'asher husham is worthless. It can't tell us anything of Loipora. Loipora. Who says it's a true shtar? Maybe it's mezuyev. So the whole koyach hagviyeh is first created after the Hidov, the Leiva, that it's not Mezuyah. The Aval Pike. But after the Leiva is made, it's not Mezuyah. Now you come on from Mishabodim. So you see, there is no such klal that a shtar only works if the complete birur is al yedei shtar. From Rabasi, we see that even the shtar mitzad atzmai is not bekoyach to be mevarer the chiyuv tashlumim. Afal pikein, if I have a zayte kebiro from the loive, now I can use the shtar to be geifer from mishabodim. Hachinam yachi gabi pardesim. So it's also the same thing. Even though the shtar mitzadatzmoy is not bekoyach levarer that it was Leipora, but after the Leiv is made at Leipora, now I can use the shtar to be gave of Mishabod. Leishayich kan ligreis. Ein tzorich lekaimai. Here the din is not the tzorich lekaimai. Here the din is not mezuyev over here. We have a makrim dikishtar. Algasina lavayne the rabbasi. Doma Rabasi made a bishtasha kos vay goy ve minachosim mishabodim. You see, you goy ve minachosim mishabodim. So me mele here also, even though the koyach hashtar comes a yedei eidos aloive. See, here also was goy ve minachosim mishabodim, even though the koyach hashtar comes to the eidos aloive that lepo. Ulefize, shemaksha al rove. Now, rove said, no, shtar shalai nitin li kosev does never tell a shtar li gabi anything. I feel li gabi mishabodim also. Ulefize, shemaksha al rove. The safe of the sugye, the gemore has akasha and rove mehidu li shvach karkois. There it says, by shvach karkois, the keren you can mon from mishabodim. So you see, it is considered a shtar hanitin likosei. Beloi rove, so you know, this kashe, beloi rove, without rove, you also have a kashe on a baye. Hayoche lahakshis miyad lekula alme. Maish nohoche de neman loima parati. Here you neman loima parati. That means a baye also de neman loima parati. Benimtzei shein eloi, eini shaloi, eini nemen, kozman shishtamecha biyodai. That means there it says, v'shvach karkois keitzad, it says, yamon the shvach from the b'nei chayren. So al kaponim, you see, even though the shtar l'chayre was leinitin likosei, af al pikein it has a teure shtar, that legabi shvach karkois, the moicha, kenatayne parati, you mon from the b'nei chayrim of the moicha. So the Gemara could have asked right away the kasha, alonotar alopsoi v'mak shalrovet, migvi mishabdi, ashani b'feresh b'braise. Gemara makes the ask a kasha and rova from the din of mishabodim also. The Gemara answers that it's nitinli kosei because the moicha has an intent to acquire the karki gzula from the nigzul and to be mekayim the mekach, so that's why it's called a shtar hanitin likos. Let us go to the Mishnah and dafayim beizam at beiz a new sugya. Ein poiskin ala peres ad sheyetze ashar. That means we had keseda this concept that one can Reuven can give Shimon money, that he should give him Peres in 6 months, and even though then the will be the Nishakul HaPeiris, but you can be Paisik and Paiskin ala Peiris, Ad She Yetze Ashar. If there's Ashar already, Yotza Ashar, Paiskin. The minute there's Ashar, so there's a Lumbus, there's a concept that we consider that since it was Biyodai of the, theoretically he's a loive, Maise, he's acting like a Moicha, but since there is Yotza Hashar, and he can acquire the Peiris, some Amela, so he can, with the money that he receives from the Lekeach, he can sell him the Peiris, since it's Yotza Hashar. Yotza Hashar Peiskin, Vafo Pishen Loze, Yesh Loze. Even though the Moicha does not have Peiris, but there's a Yotza Hashar, so Mamele can acquire Peiris. So Mamele we can make a Pisuk. Now, that's a din when there's Yotza Hashar. Hoyo hu tchilo lekaitzrim. What is the din? If we have a farmer, that is tchilo lekaitzrim. That means most of the farmers did not harvest their crops. And he's tchilo lekaitzrim, he's from the early birds who was ready kaitzer the crops. Paisik imoy ala godish. And he is a godish. Now, so, lemaisa we're speaking about, he is not selling him the godish, he's selling him tvue, which is mechusa meloche. That means till the tvue will be a reality, there's a number of meloches which have to be done to the godish in order to acquire tvue. You have to be dosh the tvua, you have to be zeh the tvua, al kaponim, but the baal, he has a godish. So the din is, hoyohu tchila lekaitrin, paisik imoy al hagodish. Now let us see Rashi, we're going to see three chidushim in this Rashi. Hoyohu tchila lekaitrin, v'yesh legodish, he has a godish, v'adayin leyotza hashav, that means you can't buy tvu yet. There's no shah. That means the market did not open up yet for tvu. Paisik imoy be'eze shah sheyirtze. Now he can sell him any price he wants. Losis loy me'oisoy godish. That means he's going to give him from this godish, and he can charge him any price he wants. That means, so let's appreciate this. That means, let's understand what is really happening and what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. What really is happening is this farmer needs money now. He needs money. He doesn't have money. So in reality, he needs a halva. He needs $100. Now, let us say for $100, the normal going rate is raised. We'll say is 20 saw for $100. That's the normal rate. That's when a Yotza Hashar can get 20 saw for $100. He comes over to this Malve, which in reality is running him money. He says, no, I'm going to give you in 6 months, I'm going to give you two. I'll give you not 20 so for $100, I'm going to give you 30 so for $100. 30 so for $100, we're talking business now. Now, so between you and me, this is the reason for this farmer is so generous to give him 30 so for $100, because he needs the money now, and that's the only way he'll get the money. He'll offer him 30 so for $100. That's why he's giving him the money also. So between you and me, the one who's giving the $100, giving it because he wants to get aganata, he wants to get a profit from that that he's giving him. He's not getting anything now. In 6 months he's first going to get. So he's giving him $100, that he's gonna get, 30 so for $100. So that is, when we look at it in such an oifen, l'chayre doesn't look too kosher. But Chazal said that, we have to understand as follows. This is, since he has a godish already, so l'maise, we consider he has tvur, even though the tvur is mechusa malach, he really doesn't have tvur as yet, but we consider he has tvur. So he has tvur, listen, I can sell my tvur for whatever price I want. That means, this is mekechamemka, I have tvur. I'm going to give you later something and get more than your money's worth. I'm selling you now for it, and I have an interest to sell it cheap to you because I want money now and pack out, and that's why you're giving me the money now. That's about, it's a mekech and memkech, and it's yeshlo, and it's meisel gabay, which is mutter. That is a hetagom. But Rashi says over here two halachas, which Taisvis is chaylik on both halachas, which we had before already. One halacha Rashi says, Be'eze shar shayilza. He can, the sky's the limit. He can give him 50 so for $100. There's no limit. It's yeshloi. He can give him whatever he wants. That means there's Be'eze shar shayilza. That's number one. And this shtik teire, we had a Tosfos before. This is Samach Kimalamad Beis Mahu. The taste with the bottom taste is Samach Kimalamad Beis Mahu. The Ishlaima. It's towards the end of the taste, around four lines before the lines get wide. V'yishleima, the Pesik imay ala godish, le'sharinen ela livsek imay v'shah lekutis. This is a cheap price. Avol livsek shove shite b'chamshe, loy. Even the kate less le'shadayin tzorich tikin. V'mayzel bav gabeku lahay mechzek agenata. Taisva says, there is now a cheap price, Shah Lakutas, we'll see this in the Gemara, you can sell it to him for this cheap price, even though his tvue, this cheap price is being sold by those who have inferior tvue. They're selling it for a cheap price. He's selling superior tvue also for that. That he's allowed to do. But Samazoi to sell it, the sky's the limit, Taisa says, Bishumayfin, that's also, it's Agarnota. So that's Shitas HaToysa, Dav Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and Rashi by us says, Be'eze Shar Sheyirtze. That's number one. So we see Rashi is Chaylik HaToysa. Another Kule, and now we can see a Chumren Rashi. Toysviz Dav Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the top Toysviz said, Miu, it's like the middle of the Tosfos. Miu nirek tzas de poisik al hagodish. This din, which we just learned now, poisik al hagodish. So Tosfos says, let's go with it. Yochel amoichel losis loy chitim acherem. He does, when the poisik and the godish, he can give him other chitim. He doesn't have to give him this godish. ואילו שיש לו מסתברת דיוכל לא יכלו. Taisa says that. We just had a mice over here. He came over here as a godish. I'm selling you the godish. So Taisa says, so they gave him 100 talents for, they made a price, Shara Lakutis, it's sold. So Taisa says, Ve'elu sheyesh lo mistavre deyochel oichlam. After this sale, a good dog, it's sold, the farmer can now eat up this tvue. Le'mahani yesh alinyan heter psike bilvat. This is only a heter psike. That means, listen, he hears tvue, he's selling him the tvue. It's kosher. So this is a formality that I have a godish, I'm selling to you for a cheap price. So that's a formality. So it's nire kemeke chememke, it's chazal v'mata. But it's not a real meke chememke. It's only meke chememke to be mata this aribis. But after this meke chememke, if he wants, he can eat it up, we'll give him a different food. This is only a heto pisuk, that if it's yeshloi, this is a heto pisuk. The gedulei trum is medayik from Rashi. Now let's see Rashi. Poisik imoi be'eze shar sheyirte. Number one, you can give him any price he wants. Losses loy. May oi say godish. The gedulei trum, no. It's not all you do, but no. May oi say godish. So Rashi, in these few words, said a mouthful. Number one, Meize Shar Sheyirtze, that means he's not bound to any, he can give him the cheapest price what he wants. But that's a Gevaldike Kula. And then Rashi says a Gevaldike Chumre, but he has to give him Meisei Godish. He has to give him this Godish, and that's that. Now, let us continue Rashi, and we'll see a third thing. The kivin the yeshloi. So now Rashi says, so what's the heter? Ain't come ribbis. There's no ribbis. It's yeshloi. You're giving me money, and I have tvue. So it's no ribbis. It's a meker amemk. The ma'ach shavu koni loi. It's koni. It's sold. So we'll stop over here. Shalom al Yisrael. I'm selling it to you now, even though it's cheap, even though it's going to get worth much more. It's sold. There's no havo. It's sold. You gave me money. You were kind of the godish. And shalom al Yisrael. And now Rashi starts clearing his throat. There was no Mashiach. Why are you saying him kindness? What do you mean he's kindness? As if it's Rashi Akash. So Rashi, so let's stop here for a minute. So Rashi is asking Akasha. So what do you say? It's koni loy. It's sold. He gives it to him. It's worth more. It's sold. Moisenem kaitis. Now let us see. We had a Rashi and Daf Samach. Samach Gimel Amad Aleph, Atos V'Samach Beis Amad Beis. Yesh Loi Mutter. They're talking about that a Malva lent someone money. This is the third Rashi on the Omid Samach Gimel Amad Aleph. A Malva comes over to the Loive and he says he wants his money. So he says, you know, you need money for Chitim? I have Chitim, I'll sell you Chitim. Yesh loy muta. Loy amrin the lav kischaya boli yodoy. Heche de yesh loy. But even though he's not giving him any money for it, but since he has tvue, the zochi buhay mehashta. He's eich in the tvue. It's sold. Fregt Rashi va'av agav de loy moshech. He didn't make a mashiach. Rashi is the kashe. So he sold it. There was no mashiach. So Rashi says, "Ki meikri do shusei meikri." Even though later it got worth more, so it's called b'shusei meikri. Lehave ribis, it's not called ribis. Hoyel v'imbo lachzer kolayu b'mishapora. That means if it'll be chayzer, so there's a mishapora. So that means that mois is koin, it's gonish mit gonish. There's an obligation to give what we made up. I'm giving you money, you mechuyv to give me tvur. Mois einem koin, you'll be choyser, you'll get a mishapora. So since there is an obligation on the moicha to give him the tvur, so that's called sold. He can't be choyser stamazay, he has to be mekabo mishapora. Fine. This is Rashi, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Now here Rashi on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis asks the same kasha. Here Rashi is the same kasha. The kiven the yeshloi ain kan ribis the matshiv konolei va'afakafak Rashi the kasha va'afalpi sheloi moshach. Here Rashi is the same kasha. So here Rashi says a different teretz. Listen, absolutely doesn't have, it's a vak ribis mit rabbonim, it's only a vak ribis, it's derech mekech and memkech, who says it'll be nishyaker. See here Rashi says a very vague teretz. Rashi says, no, listen, it was only speaking about a ribis to rabbonim, it's a ribis to rabbonim, so my mele, since he has the tvuah, like Gozo. That's what Rashi says. Is Khan Shoyel Aben, and why was Rashi over the Eitzis over here? Rashi should have said the same. That's Rashi said in Daf Samach Gimel. You can't be Choyza, there's a Mishapora. Therefore, it's like it's sold. Here Rashi doesn't, Machsach Nish Wissen. So, Baruch Hashem, I found the Yad Avram and Yeredeya asks this Kasha and Rashi. Why over here Rashi was a Pesazoi? Rashi is a Kasha and Rashi says it's a very vague text. Zuk the Yad Avram, let's look in the Gemara, we learned Sadaf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. He says in Ilui Yishitaretz, let's look in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud, Rabbe Berav Yosef, the Omri Tarvayo, Haiman, the Yoiv, Zuzi, Atare Charife. A person who gives money, Atare Charife means that, this Tar Charife, look what Rashi says, Tare Charife, Apoisik al peiris ad shelo yotza hashar habor, there's no market as yet. El shar habocher, this is an early shar. Shusamuch lekotzer, this is the right in the zman of the kotzer. Shalkutus moichen, mizula, zesor, zesusay, usnamas nisim tim yeshloi, mutal lipsoi, afal pi shelo yotza hashar. We learned that if he has tvuah, he was who tchil, tiktani hoyu tchilu lakaitzim, paisakim ayala godush. So that means, so this is, that they're going on our Mishnah. There's a cheap price now, there's early birds who are selling the tvuah. So now let us see the Gemara. Hai man de yoiv zuzi atara charife, tzorich leishuizi leishazuyi lebeidora. He has to go to the Goyren to show himself. Tzorech alekev ziktarashi laschuyah beidoi shomoyche. Kshudosh v'zayre tfuosay begoyren. Yeah. He has to go to the Goyren. He has to be there. Frek the Gemore Lamai. What's this Indian? He has to show his face in the Goyren. Ile mikne. If he wants to be kind of the tour, he's only giving money. Halekoni. Yeah, what do you mean? He shows his face on the Goyen. He won't be kind of. You have to make a Mashiach. Ile kabule le mishapora. Ki le mischazi nami mekabul le mishapora. So what's this Indian that if you gave money and hoyu trila le kaitzrim, you have to be by the Goyen? What's this Indian? You have to go there to the Goyen. So the Gemara says, Lo'ilam le'kabule alei mishapor. No. He has to be by the Goyren in order, if someone be chayzer, there'll be a mishapor. Why? Uman the yoib zuze atare charife, a person who gives money when the tchilas hakoitzrim, that means the shahr isn't out yet, lebeitrei tlose yoib. Now the stare charife, that means this who tchilo lakoitzrim, so a person who wants to buy at this cheap price, he doesn't know yet who has good tfuah, who doesn't have good tfuah. So he goes and he buys from three or four farmers. He gives them the money. I want to buy your tfuah. So Memele, and what is pshat in this? He doesn't need so much tfuah. I mean, so there's a mutual understanding. Say the farmers understand, and say he understands. He's giving the tfuah to three or four, he's giving the money to three or four farmers. What's going to be? He's going to come later to see the quality of the tfuah. And whoever's tfuah has a good quality, that's the one he's going to take. So the farmers and he, there's a mutual understanding. There is no true commitment that he's going to buy his tfuah. He went to his neighbor and to three other farmers. There's no true commitment he's going to buy his tfuah. So memele, there won't be a mishapora. When you go to the goyre, you give money to the tchilas hakoytzrim, there is no commitment that he's going to buy his tfuah. He might buy the shochen's tfuah. So memele, but if he comes to the Goyren and he's there and he's expecting, inspecting the Tfuah, so then there is a Gemiris Das between him and the farmer that he's going to buy his Tfuah. He took the bother to go down to the Goyren to inspect the Tfuah, so that means he's going to buy his Tfuah. But if he did not come down to the Goyim, Amine, so the farmer says, he gave me money a week ago, and now he's not coming to pick up the tfuah. So Mistami found better tfuah. So there's this mutual understanding that there's no real commitment when he gives the money. Bishaklas, some amelet is no mishapora. So who are you? Who trilo lekaitzrim? Unless he was mischazi agoyren, there's no mishapora. As I state on the Gemara. That's the Gemara of Sama Gimelamid Beis. Zuk the Yad Avrom, so Rashi and Akashi and Av Ayim Beis Amid Beis. Here it says, Ho Yehu Tchilo Lekoitzrim, and he gives them money in Sholem Al Yisrael. So Rashi is the Akashi, Holei Moshach, he wasn't Moshach. So Memele, he wasn't Moshach, so there's no Kenyan, there's nothing, there's not even a Mishapora. That was Rashi's Kashi. By a goyin, the hoyo tchila lekaisis no mishapora filu. So therefore Rashi says, oh, shtik toirem. Af al pi shaloi moshach, tchi ein loi nami, filu, he doesn't have any tvua, avakar bis midrabonu, tach mekach hamemkel, netza sofik, yirubin yishaka, tchi yesh loi legozo. That's why Rashi had to say, an our Mishnah that there's a hetafilo with Adam Ishapora. There's a hetafilo with Adam Ishapora. That is pshat in this Rashi. Now let's go further in the Mishnah. Va'al ha'ovid shel anovim. Now what does this mean? Al ha'ovid shel anovim. Kli gadol shetzoivrin boy es anovim lifnei driche. This is a tremendous vat. You put all the grapes in this vat before you start squeezing out the wine. V'hein mishamamim, they get hot. U'mizbashlam, and they get ripe. Lohetzi yeinam yofi yofi. So mameleb, so this is before one wants to get wine from grapes. There are a few procedures which are necessary in order that wine should come out. Procedure number one is you take the grapes and you put them in a vat, they remain there a period of time till they get soft and hot, and that's step number one till the wine. Now, so we are talking about Avrich Alanovim. This person has a pardis, and he put his grapes in the anov in the Avrich Alanovim. Now, a person comes to him and wants to buy wine from him. He doesn't have wine as yet. There are a few malachas which are necessary in order to acquire wine. But this is the same, just like Bahayu Trilo Lekaitre. That means it's also Mechusa Malacha till you get to it. But since he has the Godish already, so he can, you can be poisik on tvua, even though it's mechusa melacha to get tvua. The same thing, if he has a ovid shalanovim, he can be poisik on yayin. Val hamaton shel zaysim. Hamaton shel zaysim means that by zaysim, also they put it in a vat, also that the zaysim should get hot and soft in order to get the shemen from them. So if he has a maton shoseisen, you can be paisik imoy and shemen. Va'al habeitzim shel yoitzer. Habeitzim shel yoitzer means, let's see what Rashi says, paisik im ha-yoitzer al ha-kdeiris ba'ize shar she-yoitzer. The same thing. There's a person who is in the pottery business. He makes kalim. He as yet does not have the kalim, but he has these beitzim were like a could be they were shaped like beitzim. This was the first process before they were formed into kalim. They had these beitzim, and then they used to form the beitzim into kalim, and then they baked them. And there was a whole seder till you got a kalim. Paisik im hayoitzer alakderes beize shar sheyotze. He can be meizel gabei. Vava pishala yotza shar. Im hichnis ofo vason beitzim. He took the ofo which is used to make a kli cheres, and he mixed it with water, and he made them, they look like latkes or something, shekoyren, beuntish. So if he has already these beitzim, so already I can be paisik imoy on kederes, aleze shal shayirtze. Val hasid mishe shokai bekifsho. Now what is al hasid? Paisik imoy mishe yishku bekifshon avonim ha-avonim ve-ho-eitim. Now, in order to make seed, there was a certain type of oven that was put into an oven, and this oven used to burn this oven, and this was the first procedure to acquire seed. So again, if the avonim were bekivshon already, we don't have seed yet, we have to do a few more malachas to get seed, but it is considered in lumdus he has sit, he can sell them sit, and he can be meisel gabek. He says shah shayit. Upaisik imay al hazevel kol yamay sashon. Now, fertilizer, you don't need too much, you don't need too much to have a reserve of fertilizer. If a person has behemoth, so automatically he has a source of zevel. Paisikim el zevel kol yamei sashone, even though he doesn't have a source at hand. Abyeisi yoyma and paisikim el zevel unkein hoysel zevel bashpe. No, it can only be meisel gabe if you have zevel. The chachamim matirim, so there's a three-way machloikis, and that we'll have to see later in the sugya, what the three-way machlekes is all about. Upaisik imoy bishar hagavoya. Now, let us see what Rashi says over here. Upaisik imoy bishar hagavoya. They make up like this. Now, we heard here that we made a price. Let's speak about Hoyohu Tchilo Lekoitzre. So I have a Godish. I can sell you the Tvua, which will come from this Godish. I can sell you even a cheaper price. Rashi says, Beize Shah Shayirtze. So let's say he has a Godish, which this Godish will give out, let's say, 30 saw of Tvua eventually. So I can sell you this Godish for $100, which the normal price is, $20 saw for $100. I can be measled that way. I can sell you. And if it's going to become worth more, that means it's going to be worth, 20, so it's $100, then it's going to be worth $200. Smutter, because it was a Mekach, and it's Bishusay Nisyaker, and it's smutter. Now, what happens if he sold them, let's say, 30 so for a seller? He sold them 30 so for a seller, a bargain. And then, all of a sudden, Tvua got very cheap. Tvua got cheap. And now, when he's paying him back for a sell, he can get 60 so. Tvua went down. Tvua got very cheap. He sold him a bargain, 30 so for a seller. And now he's going to give him back in 6 months, 30 so for a seller. Shema Shemayim. Now he can get for a seller, he can get 60 so for a seller. So, upoisik imoy kishar agavoya. Upoisik imoy kishar agavoya. Im yivchois hashar mimashu achshav. We tell him like this. Ezechzu. Now, Tvua is 20 so for a seller. I'm selling you 30 so for a seller. What will be if Tvua will get cheap? And then, bishas in 6 months will be 60 so for a seller. Im yivchois hashar mimashu achshav. Titen loy ki shah hazoil. So I'll give you 60 so. Shah hagavoya haino bezoil. Shenois ten peyes ha by bedomim muotem. Now we have to understand this. We are dancing on two chasanis. That means like this. He gave him, $100. And we said he bought 20 so for $100. And he sold 30 so for $100. Good. It'll be worth more. Bishusay Nishak, it's yours. But now all of a sudden it got cheap. Tvua got cheap, so I say, Bishusay Huzal. I mean, I'm sorry, I mean, you bought 30 saw, and then now you can get 60 saw for a seller. Look, so, I mean, what is the lumdus in this? This is a merely kakula. We have to understand we're dancing on two chasanas. From the lashon of the Chochmas Odom, it would seem that the Emerson, this mecher, is not a real mecher. We see Rashi says before, since it's Beshusa, we consider like he was kind of, but the Emerson, it's a halvo and a mecher. It has in itself milus of halvo and milus of mecher. So it means like this. If the Tvua gets more expensive, so you give him the more expensive tour. We say, Bishusay Nishaka, you were kind of the tour, it's yours. Bishusay Nishaka. What happens if tour got cheap? So in 6 months he says, you know, I gave you $100, give me back $100. Give me back $100. With this $100, I can buy now 60 soft tour. So it hit, but so a paisik he might listen. And are you giving me money? We're making a psika, we're making a mekach. But at the same time, I want it should have the coolest of alvo. If it gets cheap, I owe you back your money. I'll give you the value of your money. So there's a psike. Paisik imay kishah gavoya. Im yifchois hashar mimashu achshav. If the price will become much less, titun loy kishah hazel, so I'll give him the cheaper price. Shah gavoya haino bezel. So that means we can speak out that should have dinei mekach lekula and dinei hamol lekula. But that's if you were poisik. He spoke this out. Rabbi Yehuda ima afal pi shaloi posak imoi b'shar hagavoya yocholoi molei tenli kozer oi tenli esmo isak. Afilu without a psike, for without speaking this out, if Lamai said, Tvui got cheaper, he can tine at him, give me either 60 saw for a seller, or give me back my money. Without a psike. Yochu loy meloy. So Trashi, Sheyire, Shah Hazar, he sees now that Tvui got very cheap. Tenli kozer, oi tenli moisai. So Rashi says, Sherei Loi Moshach, the devil was a Mashiach, V'yochir Lachzabay. So now, after 6 months, he could be Chayzer. V'afilu Misha Pora Leka, he's Chayzer now from the Mecca, so there should be a Misha Pora. Hoyo V'loi Nosan Mo'iso V'mnas L'kaba Lachshal. Since when he gave the money, there was no intent to be Mekabal now the money. Ela La'achaz Man. The intent was that he's going to get the 2 and 6 months. Ubisoichkach nishtana hashah. In the meantime, the 2 got cheap. Stam daitidini shatare zule posi. So, the afilu without a psike, but that's a normal understanding that there's an intent that if Tvu will get cheap, he can demand back his money or give me Tvu, which is now the Tvu of Bishar HaZoyl, and can I get my money? So Memele, so this is, so Rabbi Yehuda says that Tvu, without a psika, this is Muta. Now, I heard a Shtikul Ha'ore, Rashi says, what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? The Chiddush of Yehuda is, afilu without a psike, is also no mishapore, and Rashi says, alom des is no mishapore, because it's a mutual understanding, afilu with another psike, that is the intent of this, there's a mutual understanding that if we'll get cheap, he'll give me back the money. So here Rashi talks about mishapore. We mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, o yehu tchilu l'koytzrim, when Rashi said the heter of Nisyaker, so Rashi said, because since it's Yeshloid, Chamawa Mekel, so we asked, why didn't Rashi say, Bishus and Nisyaker is a Mishapore? So he said, over in the Yad of Rom, Hoyhu Trilu the Kaitzim, there's no Mishapore. No, that was this whole Shtik Torah, that's what Rashi had to say in the Shtik Torah. And here in Rav Yehuda, Rashi says a Chiddush in Rav Yehuda that even though there was no psikah, there's no mishapora. Shudik, I'm biyad Avrom, there's never mishapora. So, dachsich mir, the terz of this kasha is, biyad Avrom brought down a gemara before, there's no mishapora unless he was ischazi begoyren. If he was ischazi begoyren, then there is a mishapora. So it could be, Rashi is saying here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu was Ischazi Begoyim, and there was a Mishapore, Afal Piken, if it's Uzal, he's not Mechuyev to be Mekabel, the Tvu, according to the previous Psikin, he can say, give me back my money.